In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a more than. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cuties can be, you can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3. WQAM, and a happy Monday to everybody out there in South Florida. What a weekend, huh? What a bleeping blur of a weekend. It felt like it did not stop. It was just big event after big event after Goosies on top of Goosies and the heat. And the Goosies on top of Goosies and the heat. And then the rest of the Goosies, dude. What a weekend. Holy crap. I don't even know where to start. I got to be honest with you. But I think would have liked to get right after this with somebody to apologize to, but I guess I'm going to have to wait on that for right now. But in the meanwhile, task at hand, the Miami Hurricanes get the news yesterday. We were doing Game Day Uncensored, and I got to tell you, up until all of the – I wasn't watching the show. From what I heard on the selection show, everybody – was leaning towards the Canes were going to be screwed. They were going to get kept out. That's how the broadcast was leaning. And so, like, we're all watching it. We're seeing them go. I had it on my, you know, tick by tick by tick, all the spots. And then finally, you get the news that Mario Cristobal and his Miami Hurricanes have made the CFP. Justice was served. Undue stress by those rat bastards in the CFP committee, although I'm much less angry at you now. But it took you long enough. I mean, it took you long enough. And so finally, justice was served, and Notre Dame is sent home packing. Don't even know if they should have. Maybe we should have been Alabama. All I know is one thing. I don't know why it took so damn long, why they gave us so much stress, why it was so unnecessary, why they like to do this nonsense, this wrestling. But we're finally here. And your Miami Hurricanes, for the first time, have a chance to play in the college football playoff. And that, my friends, is Goosies on top of Goosies on top of Goosies. And for that, I am happy. And that, to me, was absolutely excellent. So our headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the high-priced Cito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. Hello, Brittany. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fantastic, actually.
As a rabid Miami Hurricanes fan, as you are.
Yes.
Since a wee lass, what are your feelings today? How are you feeling?
I still feel like it's not real. I don't think it's fully hit me yet. But I'm so excited. I couldn't be happier, truly. I was not expecting that. When I saw Alabama going at 9, I was like, yeah, we're not getting in. And
yeah.
Then that orange flash across the screen, and I screamed, I jumped, I was freaking out. I was like running around my house.
That's it?
Oh, sorry.
You took a strange ending there. Like, I thought you had more, like, you're running around the house, and then you took shots, and then you...
You know, funny you say that, I did take a shot.
There you go.
Funny you say that, I took a shot of Casamigos.
And then you watched F1.
Oh, F1 was before that.
Oh, okay. Lando won?
Lando won, yes. It was a great day yesterday.
It was a great day yesterday. It was fun, and then we got to watch the Miami Dolphins absolutely throttle the New York Jets, which was the most exciting, like, opening 10 minutes of your life. And then it was just kind of like, all right, can we get to the end of this, please? This is okay. Nope, we're not going to. Okay. This is just going to keep going. And then finally, they put the dagger in him, which was absolutely great. So that was exciting. Then we had the Panthers this weekend. Oh, my God. The Panthers had a game of a lifetime on Saturday. They finally get out of their funk. They erase, I think it was a 4-1 deficit, a 6-4 deficit. They come back and tie it 6-6. Mr. Las Solas, Anton Lundell ties it up. And then Sam Bennett with the winner in overtime for the Cats, which they needed like air to breathe. Carter Verhaeghe, ever since becoming a father, is basically Wayne Gretzky. I don't make the rules. That's just what they are. And he cannot be stopped. Yesterday, they beat the Islanders. So they end up the weekend on a good spot. So that was awesome. And I even watched soccer this weekend. I watched the Pinks. Now, I'm happy for everybody. Like, it's kind of one of those things. Like, I'm happy for all of the Pinks fans. I'm happy for Messi. I was strangely very happy for David Beckham. I like the Beckham family. They're adorable. You know, I liked his whole deal. He seemed gooses galore. Congratulations to the Moss family for getting this done, for their little creation. It was a little weird on the broadcast because I couldn't really tell the vibe of this dude. I don't know who any of these people are other than that Twelman fella. I see him all the time, but I don't know who the people are on that desk. And the guy felt like he was... It felt like he was trying to trick everybody. Like, he thought he was going to lie to everybody, I guess, who was watching in England. And he goes, yeah, we're here in Miami. And I'm like, no, you're not. You're very far from Miami. And I felt like he... So I don't know. It was either two things with him where, like, he either was confused and was told he was in Miami, or he was just trying to pass it off. I've asked other people this, and they say, no, he was trying to pass it off. I don't know. I'm not really sure.
They always do that, though.
I feel like that's what they were trying to do, Brittany. I'm not really sure.
Well, on the college football selection show, they had a reporter in the practice facility at UM, and it said Miami Gardens, Florida. And I was like, no, that's Coral Gables.
Nope. Yeah, we've never been more accurate. I mean, we could just open an iPhone, and you can say where you are. It's not I don't think anybody's going to be turned off by it either. It's just a very strange thing. But either way, that was cool. I enjoyed it. It was nervous. It was squeaky cheeks for like 2 seconds when Vancouver tied it, and then the Pinks grabbed it. And then it was kind of like, the thing I don't like about soccer, and I know that this is American cretin of me, but I don't like how they can just finagle the time to be whatever they want it to be. And I feel like when the Pinks went up 3-1, the game should just be over. And like, they all celebrate like it's a walk-off. Like, great, we don't need to do this extra time. It's ridiculous. But like, they're all celebrating and the fireworks go off and everything is going crazy because they go up 3-1 and the Pinks. And then they're just like, nah, we got to bleed out this extra 4 minutes. It's like, well, why? We know it should be over. No more extra time. The extra time should only be for the other team to be able to tie. It's like an empty, once the empty netter hits, boom, it's over. Like, you don't have to keep it going.
I don't know. I think you have to play it because what if the other team scores?
They're not going to score.
You didn't know that. You don't know that.
I do know it. I watched that, and I was like, they're not going to score. The Pinks have this wrapped up. I wanted everybody to roll out there, celebrate, and it should have been over. That's why they should have let it. That's why it should have just been over. I would have been done with it. And I know RVA Richie's mad at me because he's like, you're a cretin. But I'm just telling you right now, you're playing the extra time, presumably so some other result in the game can happen. So once the other result happens and you give up another goal, it should be over. It should be over. There's nothing else to play for. But whatever. I mean, like, you know, these are just my soccer ideas. I pop in every once in a while. I'm just trying to check it out. But it was still Goosies. I was happy for everybody who got that. Happy for the individuals who got sent off with a trophy. And they reached the mountaintop. That's really cool. You create a franchise out of nothing, and you get to a point where people are wondering, is this all going to work out? Is this going to be a joke? And no, they've invested a ton of money into it. They took it all the way to the top. So that was great. I was happy for everybody there involved with the Pinks winning the MLS Cup. So that was also an awesome part of the weekend. And then finally the Heat, which, wow. Schmeathen says, you know what else should be over? Jovic on the Heat. Look, I'm not giving him the blame because he is not responsible for Zach LaVine becoming the greatest basketball player on earth. But he hasn't been very good this year. 5 turnovers. Like, every time he walks out there, he's like inventing new ways to turn over the basketball. I don't understand who this person is. I couldn't have been this wrong. I refuse to accept it. This is not my Jovic.
I don't think you're wrong. Like, I don't think it's fair to just write him off. Like, Jaime Huck has had a terrible season last year, and look at him now. Like,
right.
I don't know what's going on with him. I feel like it's a confidence issue.
Oh, he's shook.
He's really shook, and I think, like, when he goes out there, he just tries to do too much, and it just leads to disaster.
It's crazy. He's like, I don't even understand what he's doing out there. I don't really want to understand what he's doing, but I want him to fix it. All right? It's enough kid gloves already, Jovic. Enough of it already. You're embarrassing us, all right? Do you know how many people in this city watched Serbia versus Portugal? Not many, dude, one. But I did. And I don't know where that guy is who took on Portugal, but I don't see him. So fix it. And also, Spo, where the hell's the offense? All right, all of a sudden now, you couldn't wait to be rats off a ship on Kal-El Ware. And what the hell happened to all of you? Did you just think you were going to walk in off that Magic game where I don't know what Bam and Norman Powell were doing at the end of that game? They both looked drunk. And then they walk in here like they had to go to Aunt Basil. And they just couldn't be bothered with basketball happening. Very disappointing. But we have lots of show to dive into. Lots of things to get into. The Dolphins win. The Canes are in. The Panthers are rolling. The Pinks are champs. It's all happening for us, baby, except for the Heat. Back after.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
To this. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy will be here eventually. Yesterday, Miami Hurricanes made the college football playoff. They're going to take on Texas A&M on December 20th at high noon from College Station. At least as I saw yesterday, Texas A&M was a 4-point favorite for that game. I don't know where the line is right now, but that's what it opened up at yesterday. I got sent this text during the break, Brittany, from, I think this guy's name is Trey Zune III. He's one of their linemen, Texas A&M. He says that Reuben Bain's not a threat. No reaction to that? That seems like a dumb thing to come to your mind.
I just want to laugh.
Hmm.
It's just, that's funny.
Hey, Ruben! This Trey Zune III says you're not a threat! So you know, dude, I'm sure the message will get to you. It'll be in the notebook. That's crazy talk. I do love that Notre Dame is sitting here and crying. It's really crazy to me that we had to sit here for a month. And really just gets down to my whole problem with all of this, which is silly. I don't really understand this system, and it's silly that we have to wait for these conference championships. Do they matter? Do they not matter? To Alabama, they don't. To BYU, they do. I guess because they're looking at it and they're saying, hey, it's a Georgia rubber match. Like, you know, so basically them getting their ass kicked doesn't matter, but them also relating back to FSU beating them does matter for the Canes getting in. But also the Canes winning against Notre Dame. It's weird to me. I don't understand it. Manny Diaz is also somehow a conference champion before the Miami Hurricanes, which is just very infuriating. But also, did it kind of help the Canes?
I think it. I was going to say, as much as I hated to see it, because I hated to see it, it definitely helped the Canes. Because I think that, obviously, if Virginia would have won, they would have been that bid where James Madison is at.
Mm-hmm.
And
that would have been a few. It would
have, and then there would have been no ACC teams.
Right.
If
which would have cost the ACC money.
It would have cost the ACC money. And I think that the college football playoff would have to answer like a lot of questions on that end. And I don't think you could leave out a Power Five conference like that. Like, I think that Duke winning was the best case scenario. I think Alabama winning was the best case. I mean, losing was the best case scenario for Miami. It all just worked in their favor.
Everything went their way.
It went their way. It didn't go their way the weekend prior, but it went their way this past weekend.
I don't feel like anything should have had to go their way because they should have been ranked above Notre Dame even before all of this.
So,
but whatever. I mean,
I think
I guess it's cemented everything.
I think that's the issue. Like, as much as I'm going to be like, take a step back as a homer and be like, if I was Notre Dame, I would be kind of upset because they never put Miami ahead of Notre Dame in any of the rankings. And then you come out on Selection Sunday and all of a sudden they're ahead. You drop two spots. You don't need, and you just drop out, which is kind of crazy. And if it happened to Miami, you know, we have to understand that we would be upset too. So as much as I like to see Notre Dame, you know, upset, I can understand where the College Football Playoff committee is just so flawed, and it continues like to be flawed, and it's really annoying.
Schmeathan says that ESPN has turned college football into Love Island.
No, it really, I really feel like it is Love Island.
I also like look at that committee and I'm just like, these guys, I mean, they all look like fuddy-duddies. You know, it reminds me of like when they chime into the ACC review booth, and I'm just like, I don't trust any of these guys and their opinions on this stuff. Like, we need to have a better committee as it is. You know, like, we don't put enough stock into who are on committees. We don't really just know. They just send some poor schlub out there to go talk to ESPN every which way afterwards. I think the thing with Notre Dame, this is kind of what they should have been told the entire time, is like, look, and this was my issue with them, is that they kept the records the same, but they basically said that the Canes have to work their way up, which really never made sense. What they really should have said is like, look, the Canes always bleep up in the end of the season. You guys will eventually pass them. And instead, they like to do this whole arbitrary, no, this is who feels like they're better now. We think, we feel, we did. No, just like in no other sport, because you know once it comes down to it, you're never going to be able to do that unless you're just a complete corrupt rat bastard. And so I really have no empathy for Notre Dame, because one, who other than Alabama, who gets more passes than them? I mean, you're talking about the two schools that like get everything rubbed their way the right way when they can help it. And I think that's the thing with Notre Dame right now, is they feel like our birthright was taken away. And in fact, I saw afterwards, now they have it in writing that all they have to be is in the top 12. And they're going to make the playoff from here on out. Now, they're probably going to expand the playoff, so
I think so.
That'll probably, you know, that's just, they're going to be their solve for everything, is more games.
They have to at this point. It's just, it's too, they thought 12 was going to fix it. It's not fixing anything.
Do they have to fix it, though? Because, like, here's the problem. A lot of teams didn't take care of their business, and you ended up with James Madison and Tulane in the field. You know what I mean? Like, do we really need to do this?
But do you, but, like, you don't think BYU deserve to be in the College Football Playoff? If Alabama's in there, if you're going the criteria of what happened, what the selections were, BYU should have been in the College Football Playoff.
But then we're talking about the idea of, should they get in with an extra spot, or do you want them to take Alabama's place? We're more mad about the idea that Alabama, and by the way, this has been the case since the BCS, this has been the case since they started the playoff, Alabama always gets through, and they get more chances than anybody. They have basically the Pope of college football and Nick Saban going up there every single time, and he comes down on high and decides who gets the rub. But Alabama's always going to get that forever and for always. If they lose to FSU embarrassingly, it doesn't matter to them. So it's more of an Alabama problem than it is a need more teams problem. I mean, like, if you guys want to have more football, we can have more football. But I think when we have this many teams that are in the playoff, and two of them are basically, like, you know, Sun Belt and American teams, like, you know, you barely have an ACC team in there. I don't know if we need more teams. I think this was just one of those circumstance years where, hey, we had things that went the way. Some team was going to get the spot, but they lost to another team that was just up there for a spot. And that's it. Like, we're always going to have these times where if we go to 16, we'll get to a point where should we go to 24 teams?
No, I think 16 will fix it, because you have more chances for at-large teams to get in. I just think I have a hard time, like, with BYU, because they have a better record than Alabama. They had one of the harder schedules in college football this year, and they lost to the number 4 team in the country.
I get you.
Not as bad as Alabama lost to Georgia.
They were embarrassing against Georgia.
They were embarrassing, and they had negative. I had more rushing yards than them on Saturday.
They basically need to, you know, either change the ranking system. Dade South says get rid of preseason rankings. That might help.
I feel like that helps. Yeah.
You know, because it's like, you can't really deduce how good are these games until you get to a certain point, or, you know, just, I don't know, like, don't have the rankings until there's like 2 weeks left. You know, this whole, like, why did we need a month?
But I think
rankings?
There's an issue. I think there's also an issue in the conference championship games. There's not a clear-cut understanding of whether or not they're important, because I still can't answer that for you, because why was it important for BYU and not important for Alabama? I don't understand that, and no one can answer that question for me.
Oh, I can. Here, me?
Well, I know it's like Alabama's in the SEC. I know what you're going
to say. That's the reason, though. You know the reason.
I know the reason, the SEC, but it's not a good reason.
That is, but that's never – Brittany, if they put every SEC team gets an automatic bid, that would be the only – like, that's the only way that these Jackals will be happy. It's because – and it's exactly what Notre Dame did. It was like, we're going to get it in writing. It's like, all right, cool. Why? Why do you guys get it in writing? This is the thing that I – and this is the thing that I find and found really unbecoming the entire time as a Canes fan. Is like, the Canes fan – the Canes program has had a tough 20 years between trying to come back from the last greatness that this team had, this chasing of the drug that is the U is back. And – but for years, they're still treated like they're some kind of outsider compared to the rest of these programs – where these dudes weren't winning national championships, not Alabama, but Notre Dame like wasn't winning championships from the time the forward pass was invented. And we're sitting here treating them like they're God's gift to football because they literally think God has blessed them down and given them the gift of football, touchdown Jesus. And the Canes were sitting here being like, what do you mean you guys think you should be in above us? I don't understand that. And from the Alabama standpoint, look, you had Paul Feinbaum up here before the season being like, this committee better remember where their bread is buttered. And it's like they're threatening.
Yeah,
they and are. I think the thing with Mario is like, I give respect to him where like he didn't really talk anybody down. He's just like, look, what do I got to do here? We won. And when does that not matter? It was dumb. It was dumb from the get-go.
Like no other, there's no other sport that head-to-head matchup is not always a tiebreaker. Like, it doesn't make any sense. But I blame the call. I blame the committee. It's the committee's fault.
Well, they don't know what they're doing.
They don't, because Miami should have never, when we lost to Louisville and to SMU, we should have never dropped as far as we did, ever. That was the number one, where their number one issue was. When Notre Dame was 0-2, they should have been at the bottom of the rankings and had to work them their way up.
Right, they shouldn't have
been
ranked.
They shouldn't have even been ranked, if we're being honest. Exactly. So it's all, and then there was never a point where the committee should have ever put Notre Dame above Miami. There's just no way, shape, or form. And that's where you're going to get the pushback on this, and where you're going to get the anger, like the anger from Notre Dame fans and the Notre Dame as a program, which I'm not going to lie. If it was me, I'm going to be honest, not be a homer here. If it was Miami that happened to, I would be very upset.
Yeah, but the only reason that they're upset is because they feel like they were lied to by something that was incorrect the whole time. Like even the fallout of the arguments that I've seen from Notre Dame fans, they don't have an argument against Miami. Like their argument now all of a sudden shifted, and their argument was stupid from the entire time to begin with.
Yeah, like, there isn't. There was never an argument to be had.
But they acted like there was, and their target should have been the entire time. Oh, you guys are going to do the SEC thing again, and They lost sight of it. Their eye was off the ball on that one.
Anything,
they're like,
Miami and Notre Dame should have teamed up and gone after Alabama.
Well, they're not going to team up. They decided to go get lawyers and you guys are going to put it in writing and we're going to be getting into the playoff now if we're in the top 12.
And opt out of the best bowl in the history of college football.
You guys think you're above the Pop-Tart Bowl? You guys think you're above playing for the Golden Domers won't play for the Golden Toaster? It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. We're going to go focus on. What are you going to focus on?
Focus on.
You had all last season to focus. You know what you did? You lost the first 2 weeks of the season.
Exactly.
Maybe if you focus less, you would be in a better
Miami
spot.
Better.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What's up?
How are you?
I made a little mistake.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew I had to come into work, so I scheduled an appointment closer to here.
Yeah.
But I'm not familiar with the people that work there. You see what I mean? So
it you got side streeted little... over here? You use any of my side streets?
No. By the time I got out, it was fine.
Oh.
But it was just, I knew based on how everything was going, that's why I text like really early. I'm like, this ain't gonna work.
We'll get them situated. We'll take a break, get you guys caught up with everything. Leroy's in the building. We're back after this.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
I think that's the worst part of it. The worst part of it is that you're ranking teams based on what they did last year mm-hmm. or what their recruiting class is, and nobody played a damn game yet.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but for ESPN, for Fox, for ABC, for the ACC network, for the SEC, for all these, the rankings is what sells. Early on in the season, the game, well, week zero, 1 versus 5, 2 versus 8, that all sells. So if you didn't have those rankings.
Yeah, I think that's what they think. It's an interesting question. I'm not saying that that's wrong from them, but I also think that college football has become such a monster and that there are so many big people know who the big teams are. I don't know if they do need it anymore. Yeah. I feel like in today's day and age, I don't know if they do.
I don't know if you follow. You hearing the way these games are sold, the way they're promoted, the way game day goes to schools,
right.
The way they do all these things. We gave you. You said, yeah, they would still go to Miami FSU. I don't know. Not if there was a more, desirable location. But the rankings makes it desirable.
I think the better argument would be if it was Miami, Virginia. I think a rivalry game's always going to be a rivalry.
Okay.
Game. And I think if anything, I think sometimes the rankings would be a hindrance to it,
Here. And I use this as an example when we're off air. How many times will we've gone to see game day have gone to Indiana? They're the number one seed.
Yeah, Indiana's a good example, but I think that's just on brand. Like Indiana's been good the last two years.
But that's why the rankings matter.
Like you could
the
just
the rankings matter because could, it's not just brand.
Right. But you could sell it better. Like people could do it and say, "Hey, the defending Big Ten champs are taking on."
You can say that now.
Yeah, no, no, no.
But I'm saying before this year.
We're selling games next year.
But before this year, right, as the season was playing on.
Right.
Everybody in the country was saying the same thing I was saying. Indiana, cute story, but they always start off 5-0, 6-0.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They're not sellable yet. In fact, it was only up until when they played Penn State, maybe, but then you realize Penn State sucked. When they got to the Big Ten Championship, then Indiana. And it took a whole football season for them to get the same.
I think the thing is, though, like, do we need – we're so football hungry at that point, right? Like, yeah. We're not talking never rankings. I'm saying, like,
right.
Let's give a month. Like, four football games. Do we need four football games?
Because
you're going to have one big game.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have two cupcakes. Everyone's going to do two cupcakes and then mm-hmm. probably start your conference schedule, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you waited a month, do we really need to sell football like that? Yeah. Like that badly?
But with
the rankings.
You're talking about two different factions of NCAA football, okay? There's the people that want those rankings who have bought the rights and spent the billions of dollars for all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe it's the NCAA that would say, you know what, we might be better served to wait before we have these ridiculous rankings early in the year, because as we've seen year after year, that early season rankings don't usually play out.
Yeah.
That being said, you go to the people paying the $1 billion and say, we're not going to have rankings. If that's what they believe is what's selling people watching these games. Or you can do this. Instead of having two or three games the first couple of weeks of big time games,
mm-hmm.
then you do interconference matchups for each year.
It's all going to change, it feels like. Even Alabama's changing the whole we're gonna play big teams now. Like I feel like they're going to away from that.
Strength of schedule is what gets you in with three losses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, strength of schedule is what gets you out being 11-2 with only two losses. And that's the reality of it. And so I'm not mad if teams try to, you know, play tougher competition because of that. But look at Miami's schedule. They didn't have a cupcake season. The teams just end up sucking. That's not their fault. You schedule these teams 5 years in advance.
Yeah.
Did you know 5 years ago Florida State was going to be this?
Or Florida.
Or Florida? So you go Florida,
you
Florida
losers.
State, what did they have, USF or UCF?
They had USF.
USF was ranked, right?
They got Heartline now.
And right. So they have all these, you know, before the season, everybody was talking about how tough Miami's schedule was. After the season, you're looking back and saying it's weak. Now, I would say this. You should get credit for beating a ranked team if they're ranked when you play. Don't then go at the end of the year.
And take it back.
Right, because you're selling the two ranked teams. And then at the end of the year, if some team ends up being terrible, you don't get credit for that. Why should you be penalized?
I get
you. At the time, so guess what? Florida State was what, top five?
When you'd be talking about in the beginning.
When Miami played them.
No, they weren't top five.
They weren't top. They were ranked, though.
They were ranked, but they weren't top five.
So Florida State was ranked. Florida was ranked. Notre Dame was ranked. Now, you start off a season like that, and you start winning, you're moving up the list. You're moving up.
Jarrell says, damn, we are losers, though. Should have fired Napier a long time ago. Who do they got now? Who's that guy? They got the Tulane guy, right? Isn't he their coach now?
I don't know.
I think he's their coach now.
So, like, so a lot of this, Miami got screwed, not by the system, not by where you were ranked and when you were ranked. You got screwed because you're getting credit, and when you moved up, when they skyrocketed up the charts, it was because of all the ranked teams they beat. And they started the season off, what, they beat three ranked teams in the first month? And then you lose all credibility at the end of the year to say they only beat one ranked team? No. If you're ranked at the time you play them, that's a ranked team. You beat a ranked team.
I think the whole thing just needs to be like, what's the best way to sell this to everybody, but also not be stupid to get everybody in a lather, you know?
I think you have to have
and
the
I think
rankings.
That's what they want. Like, I think they want to treat us like hyenas.
First of all, look, not for nothing, but the only thing Notre Dame has to offer is the money. And that's why everybody's scared of Notre Dame. That's it. You play three armed forces games every year. If any other school had done that, you'd be dismissing them in a heartbeat.
Are we going to miss them? Like, no one's going to miss
them.
No! No one's going to miss them.
No!
Why do they need something in writing?
You don't even need to play in the bowl. Don't play in the bowl. But guess what?
You're not worthy of the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Guess what? Don't. You know, if Miami had lost to Notre Dame, and they were on the other side of that, right? You say, you know what? If you're going to be compared to another team and you lose to them, you got to kind of eat it.
Yeah, of course.
So I don't feel sorry for Notre Dame. I'm not going to be apologetic to Notre Dame, right?
If they can't, like,
let's say one or two ranked teams a year and you get launched up the rankings from beating Navy and Army and all these teams.
Right. Like, let's say SMU would have, like, kept going after the Canes, and then they would have ended up in the conference championship, and they would have won, like, and they were the ACC rep. Like, not much you can say.
Right. Exactly.
Not much you can say. Like, okay, then at least we're having sane conversations. I can't believe Manny Diaz is a conference champion.
Right. Manny Diaz.
This is crazy. What world are we living in? The ACC is right. So drunk.
So
they really, like, they really got to get their butt together.
So I think I'm more annoyed by this is that only down here, only in Miami, could you get into the college football playoff and everybody's still bitch.
Oh, we're not bitching anymore. We're happy.
Like, but I told you this beforehand.
They were emotionally manipulative.
Wait. I told you this beforehand.
Okay.
You think I just arbitrarily made it up?
You ever been in a bad relationship?
No,
and your friend,
I'm not.
No, hear me
out.
Just hear me out.
I went out on a limb and gave you information to get you to relax.
But I thought
nobody relaxed. So you know what? That's why I don't, like, it's so infuriating to even wish well for you.
If I knew I had the information from you that was trusted. Hold on, hear me out. If I knew that and then I knew for sure, then I would be breaking your trust. And I didn't want people knowing that I knew.
Dude.
I was trying to protect your sources.
Dude. Give yourself a minus one.
Why?
Now. You know why.
Why?
You know why, you
minus one.
Fraudulent. This is
no, that was the, I was protecting you.
For flip-floppery.
What? If people knew that I knew that you knew.
I'm telling you.
I know, but if you knew.
You think I'm just making something like that up?
Well, I just didn't want to break confidence for you. I wanted to keep yourself protected.
Oh, my God.
If people knew that you knew and I got it from you, then all of a sudden, oh, well, this Leroy, they won't tell him anything anymore. I'm protecting your sources.
Oh, my goodness. Why?
If I act like I'm all calm, then it's a little suspicious.
Brittany, I'm going to tell you something. Toba's my boy.
What?
We go way back. I would do anything for this man. Why do I always want to choke the life out of
him? What?
You know why.
I just didn't want to.
You know why. You know why. Oh, my goodness.
If I would have gone on the radio the next day.
No. No. I do this to give you comfort. Mm-hmm. And I break it down for you. And I explain to you what was going to happen. In fact, when the committee chair got up and explained why Miami was in over Notre Dame, did he not tell you word for word what I said to you last week?
He did.
And it still didn't matter.
Well, here's the thing.
No.
Brittany.
No.
He kept giving me the notes, but I didn't like their notes.
Dude, you're...
I didn't believe him either. He tried to tell me too. I wasn't listening.
He gave me a shirt.
This is excruciating. Don't,
at least I'm admitting it. You're mad at us because we are admitting to you that we didn't.
Brittany, do you understand why I sometimes get so mad down here that I just root against you? Do you understand that?
That's not nice.
It's not nice. But when I give you the information, and you still act like.
But
I didn't want people thinking there was a leak.
Can you admit? Can you admit?
Stop it.
What? What do you mean? That's why.
You are the worst.
Oh, I didn't want to do that, dude.
Oh, my goodness.
That's not cool.
All right.
Otherwise, they're going, huh, a little chatty Leroy on the radio telling everybody everything.
He finally admits that he's a hater. That's not what I admitted. That's not what I admitted. Like, do you understand that some of the ridiculousness that you guys come out with kind of makes me just root against you? Not because I'm a Miami hater, but because I'm so tired of this foolishness.
Ty Surge says, Leroy, you were right. But Tobin's anger was completely justified.
Why?
I don't know.
Because
the only reason why I did what I did was so you wouldn't be so angry. You understand this?
Saturday night or the whole time?
No, the whole time.
That wasn't helpful. Can I tell you why?
Knowing the answer, knowing is not.
All right.
Because look how Notre Dame acts. I hate them.
He says, you child. Miami getting in doesn't mean the system isn't broken. At no point in time have I ever said that there wasn't a problem with the system.
I will apologize.
I never said that.
Okay, I will apologize.
But I just, from your perspective, from everybody getting so caught up on Notre Dame being above Miami. All I did was try to give you some comfort in saying it will work itself out.
I mostly was just trusting your confidence, and I didn't want to show your hand. But I will apologize publicly for saying you wear Shamrock undies. I apologize. That went too far. I apologize for that. Everything else, I was protecting you and your intel.
Dude,
look how they're acting, though. I mean, like, could you understand why I hate them so much? Notre Dame's just like, are so sniveling.
Again,
I hate that.
I will say to Notre Dame the same thing I said to Miami 3 weeks ago. Stop complaining. Take care of your business. You had every opportunity to not have it come to the hands or be in the hands of a committee. Same thing I'll say to Notre Dame. Shut up. You had a chance to beat a team that moved ahead of you, and you lost to them.
Yeah, go play in the Legal Bowl with FSU. Go sue a conference or something.
It's like,
I guess you can't, so go sue yourself. How about that?
How is that not a touchdown?
Dude, how is that not a touchdown?
He did a tap dance.
I don't understand the rules anymore.
He went, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta!
I thought, forever and for always, is football not cross the plane,
two steps.
Football?
Yeah.
I don't know. Lots of football happened. Dolphins win. Get into it. Regular old second hours next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.